Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with
Hello fans, welcome to the Saturday edition of Colt 45's Baseball in Redding, California. We have Aaron Wood facing off against Terry Baker of the South Bay Storm out of Milpitas, California, down in the South Bay. They're looking to extend their win streak to 14 games. They're 29-4 on the year. Sending the mighty Aaron Wood out to the hill. He's got a 2.29 ERA. He's appeared in 9 games on the season. His last outing, he followed up Eric Winchester, who went 6. Aaron Wood followed him up with 3 innings to close out the game. We took out 5, following in Winchester's footsteps of getting the swing and miss and getting hitters to go down looking with the back and forward K. But tonight, Aaron Wood will get the baseball from the manager, Bob Anderson, to look to improve the Colt 45's record and get them to 30 wins on the campaign. We have one more weekend of baseball after tomorrow night's contest. It'll be 4 games Wednesday through Saturday. No Sunday game next week, so the last Sunday game will be tomorrow again, folks. It's a Sunday game, so it will be at 6 p.m., not at 7:15 per the usual start time. For the Colt 45s, Aaron Wood will be on the hill. He'll be facing off against Terry Baker of the South Bay Storm. For the South Bay Storm, they'll be sending second baseman out first and the leadoff position. He'll be followed up by Anthony Tivitorio in center field, and then Dayton Anderson will be at first base. And the cleanup spot will be in the 3 spot, rather, will be Dayton Anderson, and then in the 4 spot, the cleanup position, Joe Plaskett in right. And then Augustine Gomez, the DH, followed by Andre Butler at shortstop. Then it'll be Kurt Beckham in left, Dylan White at third, Aiden Hugh, the catcher, and Terry Baker will be the pitcher. Again, Mueller at second base, Anthony Tivitorio in center. That's Daniel Major at second base. And then Anthony Tivitorio. For the Colt 45s, they'll be having Dusty Vela lead things off yet again. He's leading the Colt 45s with 28 RBIs on the year. Then it'll be Colby Rafael in center, McGuire Smith in right. Kyle Norton in that familiar cleanup spot. He had the second home run of the year for him last night in a 19-4 cause. And then it'll be Noah Betanco playing the hot corner third base, followed up by Brandon Zanny, the designated hitter, and then Alex Jones, the catcher. Joel Calderon will be back at shortstop. He had played third base a couple of times last week and then moved on over to second, but now he'll be back at shortstop. And Mason Cassingham will be out there patrolling left field and batting ninth. So Vela at second, Rafael in center, Smith in right, Norton at first and hitting cleanup, followed by Betanco at third, Zanny the DH, Jones the backstop, Calderon at short, and Cassingham in left. Colby Rafael batting second tonight. He has 24 steals on the year and 24 RBIs. He's also got 6 doubles. Dusty Vela, the leadoff hitter for tonight, batting .311. He's got 8 doubles, 3 home runs, 28 RBIs, and 8 stolen bases. So yet again, showcasing speed at the top of the lineup, and then with Cassingham batting ninth, there's speed on both ends of this lineup. Even Joel Calderon at short can get down the line pretty quick. They'll be playing defense behind Aaron Wood, 5'11". He's 0-0, although has appeared in 9 games with a 2.29 ERA. His last outing was against the Tehama Bulls. He came on in relief of Eric Winchester, in which the Colt 45s went on to win the game by a score of 14-0. So in his three innings of work, he kept the game scoreless, which resulted in the Colt 45s shutting out the Tehama Bulls and winning the ballgame 14-0. And we're already set to get things started here fairly quickly tonight, as they've announced the starting lineups. They're out on the foul lines, and we're just about ready to stand and hear tonight's national anthem, I believe, brought to us by Scott Lewis. And we'll get that to you in just a few moments here. The Colt 45s donning their home whites, and the South Bay Storm wearing their white pants and blue short sleeves. Here's the edition of our nation's anthem. Nation's anthem. Big story for the Colt 45s has been Griffith Finn. He is not in the lineup tonight. He has been a big offensive powerhouse for the Colt 45s, but he's getting the night off tonight. To give a little picture of what he's done, he's batting .327 on the year in a little over 100 at-bats. He's also got one home run and 23 RBIs, but he's walked 25 times, which is second to Sutter Moss, who's walked 36 times. Sutter Moss also not in the lineup tonight, so a little less offensive heavy lineup for the Colt 45s. They did win last night's contest by a score of 19-4, so likely giving the chance for some other bats to come alive facing this South Bay Storm. And Colt Rafael continued playing for him all throughout the season in the speed on the base pass. Whenever he gets on, he's a threat on the bases. He's got 24 steals on the year, leading this Colt 45s team by a wide margin. The second person with the most steals is Kyle Norton. He's got 15. Everyone else has single digits steals-wise. Even Dusty Vela, who is a threat on the base pass, has 8. Alex Jones is catching tonight. For Jones on the year, he's batting .206 and a little over 30 at-bats. He has 5 RBIs, 10 RBIs rather, and he will be batting in that 7 spot. But Noah Betanco, who we've talked about time and time again, he's got power, he's even got speed despite being a catcher, but tonight he'll be playing third. His first, he started, he was the backstop, but shifted on over to third base. They've tried to keep his bat in the lineup as much as they can. He's also been off at a DH a couple of times. Tonight, Brandon Finn will be in the DH spot, but for Betanco, he's batting .385 and 39 ABs. He's got one home run, 9 RBIs, and walked 9 times, 2 hit by pitches. He's only struck out 8 times, He also has 3 stolen bases and has only been caught once. So, Mr. Noah Betanco has been consistent. He gets on base. Knows how to hit the ball well. Because hit it high in the air, for sure. We saw it just a few weeks ago, where he went over the netting out there in left field toward the Safeway fuel station just across the street. That's to the right of the 320 mark, so it's about 340, and it was still flying. So we'll see what he'll do in another start with the warm weather here where the ball likes to fly. Sutter Moss as well, as I said, not in the lineup. So that is a on-base machine that they'll be missing. But they do have Mason Cassingham, who's more speed in the lineup in the 9 spot. He's been consistent as well all year, typically being the courtesy runner for whoever the catcher is on any given night. But for Cassingham, he's batting .233 on the year. He's got a handful of RBIs. We'll see what he can do here tonight against this South Bay Storm. South Bay Storm is managed by Mike Ryan, and the Colt 45 is managed by Bob Anderson. The Colt 45 is now gathered outside their dugout, do their little huddle, and they will take the field donning their home whites with the yellow sides down below the sleeves. The sleeveless, rather. And Aaron Wood rocking the old school stirrups, the black and white stirrups, will begin his tosses to Mr. Alex Jones, the catcher. The defense behind Aaron Wood, who has a fastball, breaking ball, changeup arsenal. They'll have Betanco and Calderon on the left side of the infield at third and short, and then Vela and Norton on the right side of the infield at second base and first. From left to right in the outfield, it will be Cassingham, Rafael, and in right will be McGuire Smith. With Griffith Finn and Sutter Moss getting the off night, we'll see if they pinch hit at all. It's a hot one here at Tiger Field in Reading. It's 108 game time temperature. Shadows have started to cover part of the field. The shadows reaching just beyond the left field foul line as Alex Jones is about ready to make his toss down to second base, and we'll look to get things started. Leading things off tonight for the South Bay Storm will be their second baseman, Daniel Major. And then it'll be Anthony David Torrey, followed by Dayton Anderson to get things started. So now Jones settles in. Aaron Wood will make his final warm-up toss as the Colt 45's defense completes their warm-ups, and the throw down to second will be a little bit high and away, but Calderon receives it, and we'll get ready to start this ball game for you. It's going to be Daniel Major, right-hand hitter, stepping into the box. And from Jones, for Major, he's deep in the box, open stance, knees barely bent. Wood gets a sign. Jones sets up inside. The first pitch from Wood comes in a bit high for ball one. First pitch at 7:18. Here from Tiger Field in Redding, California. 1-0 delivery. Fouled back over the first base dugout. Evens up the count at 1-1. Aaron Wood on the season has a 2.29 ERA. Deep comes set and delivers the 1-1 pitch. This one's grounded to Vela, who fields and throws to Norton on the bag at first. A 4-3 putout. And that's the way the ball game begins. One gone here for Anthony David Torrey. For Aaron Wood, he's pitched a total of 15 and two-thirds innings. Now after David Torrey, a left-hand hitter, Wood, after getting that first out, has now pitched 16 total, but they won't count it for his current stat line. So first pitch he delivers to the lefty, David Torrey, is low and inside for ball one. 1-0 on the left-hand hitting David Torrey. Wood, glove at the belt. Infield playing at regular depth. Shifted a bit towards right with center fielder Rafael playing to the left of the 406 sign. As that one catches the corner, One ball and one strike as Wood kicks and deals again. This one's hit on a line shot toward right, and it will land in front of McGuire Smith for a base hit. So David Torrey gets the first knock to put a man on for the South Bay Storm. Rocking some blue short sleeve jerseys with white block lettering. It's going to be the right end hitting Dayton Anderson playing first base tonight to the plate. Even stance, deep in the box, taking his lead from first is David Torrey. Norton holding him on. Glove at the belt. Wood comes set now. Deals a fastball up. One ball and no strikes to the right hand hitting Anderson. Short lead at first, David Torrey. Wood comes set, checks him back. Now kicks and deals the 1-0. Fastball hit in the air towards left. Cassingham giving chase. He will look up, and it is gone. And just like that, the South Bay Storm has taken a 2-0 lead in this top of the first inning. And a 2-run home run from the right-end hitting first baseman Dayton Anderson will open up the scoring here in this ball game. 2-0, the South Bay Storm are on top after a line shot went over the wall in left field. Cassingham gave chase but ran out of room, goes over the wall and off the netting. Now it'll be the cleanup man, Joe Plaskett, the right fielder, who watches a fastball miss low at the knees. So to recap, Major grounded out, and then David Torrey singled to right, and then Dayton Anderson hit a 2-run shot, and now suddenly the cleanup man chops one right towards Calderon at short, bobbles it, throws to first just in time, and Plaskett is retired 6-3 on the play. Calderon, having to handle a high chopper, came up on him on the in-between hop, bobbled it momentarily, then recovered, made a quick throw to first where Kyle Norton was able to stretch and got the out barely. Now it's going to be the DH, Augustine Gomez. Right-hand hitter, wide open stance as Wood kicks and deals. Check swing, appeal to first. They say it went around. No balls and one strike on the DH, Augustine Gomez. Wood gets his sign. Now winds and deals from the first base side of the rubber. Another fastball misses just a bit low. One ball and one strike on the righty Gomez. Wood, glove at the belt. Now kicks and deals the 1-1 with two outs. Ball misses low in the dirt. Ball two. Two balls and one strike on the Storm's designated hitter. Wood deals. This one's grounded toward the 5-6 hole. Betonka moving to his left, kicks off the end of his glove and into shallow left field. It'll be a E5 on Betonka moving to his left where Calderon was backing him up on the play. Betonka couldn't quite field it cleanly. It kicked just under his glove and went through into left field for a hit, and Gomez is aboard on the E5. Now it'll be the shortstop, Andre Butler, a right-handed hitter. Another right-on-right matchup. Aaron Wood comes set. Right fielder Smith shaded toward the line. Swing and a miss from Butler is strike one. Norton holding on Gomez at first. McGuire Smith shaded about 5 or 6 steps toward the line and right. Runner not going. This pitch is swung on and fouled back over the crowd on the first base side. Strike two. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. It's 2-0. The Storm ahead of the Colt 45s is Aaron Wood peering in. Glove tucked up by his shoulder. Gets his sign from Jones, the catcher. Norton holding on. The runner at first, that's Gomez. Now Wood comes set and deals the 0-2 with 2 outs. A breaking ball fouled off again toward the parking lot. Count remains no balls and 2 strikes. Gomez takes his lead from first. Butler digs back in. Deep in the box, up on the plate, a slightly open stance. Wood kicks and deals. Fastball misses inside. Jones drops it, kicks away from him, but he quickly recovers and keeps it near. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes on the shortstop, Butler. standing at about 5'10". Waves the Wood back and forth. Now readies as Wood comes set and deals the 1-2 pitch. This one swung on in the air towards left. Cassingham giving chase to the track at the wall, and that one is gone. The second two-run shot given up by Aaron Wood makes it a 4-0 ball game, and the Colt 45s haven't even gotten a chance to get their offense rolling. The South Bay Storm now have a 4-0 lead. So Aaron Wood let a couple of pitches get tattooed here as he's given up two dingers on the evening. Now it'll be the left fielder Kurt Beckham to the plate. As Aaron Wood will now be pitching out of the windup, the infield shifting back with Vela playing on the rim of the outfield grass at second. First pitch from Wood as a fastball catches the top part of the zone for strike one. Now the 0-1 delivery with two outs. As a bender bounces off the plate, kicks all the way back to the screen, evens up the count at one ball and one strike as Wood will now appear in and get a sign. Comes set. Now deals the 1-1 pitch. Fastball misses low. Two balls and one strike. With two outs, it's 4-0, the Storm on top. In this top of the first inning, Wood deals the 2-1 pitch, misses low and away. Three balls and one strike. It was in the dirt. Jones kept it in front of him. There's nobody on with two gone, and it's 4-0. The defense playing straight up. McGuire Smith shaded a bit toward the line and right. Wood kicks and deals. Fastball right down Main Street to fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Now Wood gets a sign. The payoff delivery. Last ball is grounded off the plate. Jones gloves, throws down to first. High. Norton keeps his foot on the bag. What a play by Kyle Norton at first base. Jones had to throw it around the runner moving up the line, and it's a 2-3 putout that will end things. But the South Bay Storm take a 4-0 lead. We're headed to the bottom of the first. Tonight's game is sponsored by Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh made-to-order sandwiches and more at a great price for 40 years. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Dine in or take out. Sandwichery, call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They
is
also
it cleaner?
Have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. The South Bay Storm have their starting pitcher, Terry Baker, starting with a 4-0 lead. It's the bottom half of the first. The South Bay Storm were able to sneak two balls over the wall to take a 4-0 lead. Two separate two-run shots off of Aaron Wood. And the Colt 45s will get their first chance to get some offense rolling. Leading things off will be Dusty Vela. He'll be facing off against the righty Terry Baker, who has a little bit of a sidewinder delivery. A tall right-hander, sending at about 6'1". Dusty Vela, left-hand hitter, will step into the box and look to get the Colt 45's offense rolling tonight. They scored 19 last night. They'll see what they can do here. the South Bay Storm after sending seven batters to the plate in the top of the first, matched their run total from last night. First pitch fastball will catch the inner half on the lefty Vela for strike one. So the South Bay Storm already have scored the same amount of runs they did last night. Baker comes set, glove the belt, deals the 0-1 pitch, waved at by Vela, grounded right to the shortstop field and throws to first in time. A 6-3 putout retires Vela. That was the shortstop Butler to the first baseman Dayton Anderson. And now there's one gone in this 4-0 ball game. It's going to be the right-hand hitting Colby Raphael to the plate. As the bat boy Bradley gets a round of applause from the crowd here at Tiger Field. Colby Raphael will step into the box. The speedy center fielder, who's got a total of 24 steals on the year. A slightly open stance, up in the box, right-hand hitter. First pitch from Baker catches the outer half at the knees, a called strike one. No balls and one strike. It's the 0-1 delivery from Baker. It is bouncing from the plate. His catcher Hugh corrals it. And that evens up the count at one ball and one strike. So Phil steps back into the box. Now ready as Baker comes set. Deals the 1-1 pitch. Check swing by Raphael. They say he didn't go around. 2 balls and 1 strike. Set pitch was out of the zone. I take that back. He did go around. It's a 1-2 count now on Colby Raphael, the right-hand hitter. As Baker comes set, glove the belt, now deals the 1-2 pitch. That one's hit in the air towards right, and it will drop in front of the right fielder. Squeaks past him. Around first is Raphael. He's headed for two. He's going to make a wide turn at second and head for third. The throw into the cutoff man will stay with the cutoff man, and sliding in head first with a triple is Mr. Colby Raphael. A great job by Colby Raphael to not give up on that play as he hit a little blooper toward the right fielder Plaskett, who tried to play it on a hop and pick it as he charged in on it. Ended up squeaking past him toward the wall. His center fielder was able to back him up. It was Anthony DeVittori who made the throw in to the shortstop Butler. Now Raphael's at third base for the left-hand hitting McGuire Smith. He takes called ball. I'll wave the wood back and forth. Infield at regular depth. Now Baker comes set. The 1-0 delivery to the lefty Smith. It's foul tipped into the glove of the catcher to even up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. That's Raphael at third after he reached all the way to third on what would have been a routine single, but it squeaked past the right fielder. He was able to pick up an additional 180 feet. The 1-1 delivery is waved at, grounded foul up the third baseline. 1 ball and 2 strikes on the lefty McGuire Smith, who's air patrolling right field tonight. There's only one out, but it is a 4-0 ball game after the South Bay Storm had 2 separate 2-run shots in the top half of the first. Now the 1-2 pitch from the righty Baker. So changeup misses upstairs. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kyle Norton is on deck. Another lefty should the inning continue. The 2-2 delivery. Waved at and line shot toward the first base dugout. Will keep the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Norton does a little landscaping in that left-hand batter's box. Now waves the bat back and forth with 1 batting glove on. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch from the righty Baker is grounded up the first baseline. Foul. And the battle continues. We'll see the 7th pitch of this at-bat. This count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes With one gone here, Colby Rafael, 90 feet away. He'd be the first run for the Colt 45s tonight. McGuire Smith waves the bat back and forth a couple of times. Now readies as Baker comes set, gets his sign, checks the runner back at third. That's a fail. Now deals the 2-2 pitch. It's just outside. A good take there from Smith. That fills the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. For McGuire Smith. He's got 16 walks on the year. The payoff delivery with one out is waved at in the air towards right. Right fielder giving chase. And he will kiss it goodbye. That ball's over the wall. And McGuire Smith has a 2-run shot. The ball is flying here at Tiger Field. We've already seen 3 home runs, and we're not even through the first inning. So Rafael will score, and McGuire Smith rounds the bases. And it's a 4-2 ball game after the 2-run shot from McGuire Smith. Now it will be the cleanup man, Kyle Norton. And after McGuire Smith brought him Rafael, Norton will not have a lot of cleaning up to do. But he'll step into the box. There's one out here. And it's 4-2 ball game with the righty, Terry Baker, pitching back out of the windup with nobody on. The first delivery to Norton is grounded to the right of the first baseman, chasing to his right. Gloves it, knocks it down. Recovers, throws to first. The pitcher covering will not be able to squeeze it. Kicks away into foul territory. Norton is safe at first. And now it'll be Noah Betanco, the righty, stepping up to the plate. A little bit of chaos to begin this ball game. It's a 4-2 game. Norton is at first. And the righty Betanco up to the plate. Betanco in the year batting 385. He's got 9 RBIs. And has also walked 9 times. Betanco playing third tonight. Norton dancing off the bag at first, being held on by Anderson. Wood out of the stretch, comes set. Norton trying to deke Baker, who now steps off and looks Norton back to first. It's 4-2, one out after the 2-run shot from McGuire Smith. Now pickoff attempt to first, Norton dives back in time. No balls and no strikes. Norton trying to draw a throw on over. Hopefully let it squeak away from the first baseman so he can take a free base, which would then keep the double play out of order as the South Bay Storm has the infield to double play that. Norton running, pitch inside. The throw down to second is on a hop, not in time. In safely with a stolen base is Kyle Norton. Kyle Norton on the year has another stolen base. That's 9. No double play in order. Now Betanco has a runner in scoring position for him as they shift the infield towards the third base side. The 0-1 delivery from Aaron Wood after that pitch was called a strike on the inside corner. Norton dancing off the bag at second. The 0-1 delivery now. Fastball catches the inside edge. Called strike 2 on Noah Betanco, the right-hand hitter. He'll step out of the box. Regather his thoughts. Now steps back in and readies. As Baker checks Norton back at second. Still dancing off the bag. The 0-2 delivery to Betanco is grounded toward the shortstop. Chopper, shortstop charges, throws to first just in time to get Betanco. But Norton will move on over to third. For Brandon Zanny out of Simpson University. Him and his teammate Eric Winchester both played at Simpson University this last year. He'll step into the box, right-hand hitter. With 2 outs now, and Kyle Norton at third after advancing on the ground off from Betanco. First pitch, misses low, ball 1. Zanny has walked a lot on the year. He's got 19 free passes. As the 1-0 delivery from Baker in the middle of the rubber is grounded toward the 5-6 hole. Third baseman diving, can't get it, kicks off his glove into shallow left field, And Zanny safe at first. Coming in to score is Kyle Norton. And suddenly it's a 4-3 ball game as Alex Jones will step up to the plate, safe at first on the E6. Is Brandon Zanny. Now Alex Jones, the right-hand hitting catcher, will step up to the plate. He's batting .206 on the year and 34 at-bats. He's also got 10 RBIs. Zanny taking his lead at first, being held on by Anderson. We'll take a couple steps towards second, but go back to first as Jones takes the first pitch for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Now Jones steps back into the box, a wide stance. Zanny, a couple steps off the bag at first. A 1-0 delivery from Baker is a check swing by Jones. He went around on the sweeper way off the zone, but had Jones caught off balance. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Baker peering in. Now comes set in the middle of the rubber. The 1-1 delivery with two outs to the right-hand hitting Alex Jones. Zanny not going is a fastball backpick down to first base. Zanny back in time standing up. One ball and two strikes. Jones took that pitch for a strike. One, two count. Quick throw on over to first base. Zanny dives back head first in time. Now Zanny taking an even bigger lead. He's about 2.5-3 steps off the bag at first. Still being held on by Anderson. The 1-2 delivery from the righty Baker. Fastball on the outside corner at the belt. Ring him up. Strike three called. Jones is down with a backward K, but the Colt 45s send seven to the plate, similar to what the South Bay Storm did in the top half. At the 4-3 ball game, the South Bay Storm on top by one. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tamas Street in downtown Reading, featuring delicious made sandwiches, including the club sandwich, pastrami, corned beef, turkey, tuna, and more, including hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Sandwichery, call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Aaron Wood will be back out there on the hill looking to settle in here after he gave up four in the top half of the first. He's now back within one run as he'll be facing off against Dylan White, Aiden Heathew, and then it'll be the top of the order in Daniel Major. The Colt 45s put up three in the bottom half of the first. Seven runs total were scored. Both teams added together in the first inning. That'll be the righty, Dylan White, step up to the plate. Compact stance, even with the plate. The first pitch from Wood catches the outside corner at the knees for strike one. It's the top of the second, 4-3, the Storm on top of Colt 45s. The 0-1 delivery from Wood is a breaking ball, misses wide. One ball and one strike. Now Wood comes set and deals a breaking ball grounded to the shortstop. Calder and charges and throws to Norton on the bag at first in time. And a 6-3 put out will be out number one. Great play by Calder and charging with the glove, setting his feet and throwing in time to Kyle Norton on the bag at first. Now it'll be the nine hitter, Aiden Hugh, the catcher tonight for Mr. Terry Baker, as Wood gets a sign. Now kicks and deals. The breaking ball on the outside corner at the belt for strike one. No balls and one strike with one out in this top of the second inning. The 0-1 delivery from Wood. It's another breaking ball. Popped up foul territory. Norton, the first baseman, giving chase toward the bullpen. Will head toward the cages out there and not quite get to it in time. Vela trailing him, but neither one able to make a play on it. That's a long strike two. No balls and two strikes to the right-hand hitting Aiden Hugh. Tonight's backstop for the South Bay Storm is Kyle Norton. Chasing that pitch, left his hat in the dust after it fell off of his head. He'll pick it back up and now get back to his position. Same with Vela at second. Now the 0-2 delivery from Wood. Breaking ball. Backs Hugh off the plate. One ball and two strikes. Ducking out of the way of it. One ball, two strikes, with one out. The infield playing back. The 1-2 delivery from Aaron Wood. It's another breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Hugh is down on strikes for out number two. As they throw it around the horn. Now a quicker inning from Aaron Wood, and it'll be the top of the order, and Daniel Major tonight's second baseman stepping up to the plate, deep in the box, open stance, as Wood winds and deals. But yeah, changeup misses high and away. One ball and one strike. With two outs here, the infield still shifted back, as Wood winds and deals the 1-0 as a breaking ball off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. As Aaron Wood will get a new baseball. And Major will step out of the box. Now steps back in. Digs his feet back in. Wood comes set. Deals the 2-0 pitch. Fastball fouled back over the first base dugout toward the parking lot. Two balls and one strike. Major in his first at bat grounded out to the second baseman Vela. It's a 4-3 put out. That was how the ball game began. Now the 2-1 delivery from Wood. Fastball grounded toward the second baseman Vela, who gloves and throws to first in time. Another 4-3 put out for Major. And the South Bay Storm goes 1-2-3 right to the bottom of the second. It's 4-3. The South Bay Storm on top. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious quick and fresh made-to-order sandwiches and more at a great price for 40 years. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Dine-in or takeout. Call 530-246-2020. Again, that's 530-246-2020.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagfield in Reading, California. It's going to be the eight-hitter, Joel Calderon, up to the plate. Right-hand hitter. He'll step into the box as Terry Baker is on in his second inning of work tonight. After getting the ball from his manager, Mike Ryan. Calderon readies himself. Infield shifted a bit up the middle, the second baseman. Around the bunt is Calderon. Catcher fields, throws on down to first in time. First pitch showing bunt. It's a 2-3 put out. And Calderon is retired. It'll be Mason Cassigam to the plate now. Left-hand hitter. The second baseman Major was shaded way up the middle, and Calderon decided to lay down a bunt from that right side. Now, Cassigam will show up to the plate. Last night, he was 1-for-3 and had 3 RBIs. 1 RBI, rather. Last night, as again, he went 1-for-3, left-hand hitter, as Baker winds and deals, swing and a miss from Cassingham, caught off balance with that one, couldn't quite catch it to the heater. On deck is the top of the order, Mr. Dusty Vela, as Baker comes set, now deals the 0-1 pitch, it's waved at, fouled over the head of Vela in the on-deck circle for strike 2. Cassingham waving at that pitch. Just got a piece of it. And fought it off. End up hitting it foul. Now the 0-2 delivery from the right-hand throwing Terry Baker. Misses low and away. 1-2. Cassingham on the year is batting .233. He got a hit last night in his 3 at-bats after the 19-4 win Colt 45s had. As the next pitch comes in, he fouls it back to the screen, and the count remains 1-2. Now Baker gets a new baseball. Glove tucked up next to his head. Now comes set, glove near the belt. Winds and deals the 1-2 delivery with one out. So breaking ball backs casting him off the plate to move the count to 2-2. Now Baker peering in to get his sign, comes set. The 2-2 delivery to the left-hand hitting Cassingham. Misses high and away. 3-2 for Cassingham. From Reading, standing at 5'9", 160. Switch hitter, batting left. Steps back into the box, taps the plate with his bat. Now ready as he waves the wood back and forth a couple of times. Baker comes set. The payoff delivery with one out and nobody on in this 4-3 ball game is waved at, fouled back to the screen, and Cassingham stays alive. And he'll now see the 8th pitch of this at-bat in this 1-run ball game. It's the bottom of the 2nd. Now Baker gets a sign. Set to deliver the payoff pitch again with one out. Here it is. Popped up, foul territory, third base side toward the crowd. And Cassingham stays alive. So still a full count. Cassingham battling here and will now be a 9 pitch at bat after 3 foul balls. He readies again for that left side. Switch hitter batting left. Mr. Baker, the righty comes set. A right on left matchup here. The payoff delivery with one out. It's poked at again and fouled off toward the third base side into the crowd. Now it'll be a 10-pitch AB for the left fielder Mason Cassingham, who went 1-for-3 last night with an RBI, looking to get the offense rolling again in this bottom of the 2nd inning for the Colt 45s as they're down by 1. The payoff delivery with one out. The 10th pitch of this battle is fouled off again. Cassingham here really working the count and then just continues to battle here, fighting off pitches just outside the zone. Doesn't want to get called on strikes looking. Still looking for his pitch. As the 11th pitch of this at-bat comes in from the righty Baker. Is outside and Cassingham wins the battle and he'll work the walk. As Jesse Vela, the leadoff man, will get his second try at the right-hand throwing Terry Baker. It's 4-3. Cassingham at first. Cassingham on the year. Does not have a stolen base. Credited to him, but we've seen his speed on the base pass after he's been the courtesy runner for multiple catchers all throughout the season. Not going on the play. The throw outside kicks away from the catcher. He can't fight it. Cassingham will now take second base uncontested. No double play is in order. Cassingham able to take second base after he almost drew a throw down from the catcher Aiden Hugh. But then Hugh not able to pick the ball cleanly. Ended up letting it kick away from behind him. And then Cassingham was able to take second base easily with no throw down. It's a 1-0 count on the left-hand hitting Vela in this bottom of the second. Baker comes set, deals a fastball on the outside corner, called strike one. Contrary to the opinion of some fans here at Tiger Field, 1-1 count with one out. Baker out of the stretch, middle part of the rubber, 1-1 delivery to the left-hand hitting Dusty Vela. With Cassingham dancing off the bag at second. Foul tipped into the glove of the catcher for strike two. One ball and two strikes on the left-hand hitting Vela. Steps back into the box, readies himself as Baker checks Vela back at second. He's three or four steps off the bag at second, not being held on. The 1-2 delivery is poked at foul over the third base dugout. Count remains one ball and two strikes. Nicole 45 is doing an excellent job of making Terry Baker's pitch count move up as now it's starting to cool off here. It's dropped down to 106 and shadows have covered most of the field apart from a couple sunspots out there in right field. The 1-2 delivery with one out. Cassingham at second base as Baker comes set. Now deals to the left-hand hitting Dusty Vela in this 4-3 ball game and the bottom of the second. Waved at, grounded toward the first base, moving to his right, drops it. Pitcher covering first. He drops it in. Everybody's going to be safe. Vela safe at first after the E1. The pitcher, Terry Baker, covering first in the foot race to the bag, was not able to squeeze it cleanly. And now a pitching coach will walk out to the mound and have a little meeting with his infield, talk about what they want to do here. So there's a double play in order, but Vela, the speedy second baseman, might get the green light to steal second base here. And with the speed at third, we've seen it before, the double steal put on by the manager, Bob Anderson, where they draw a throw down to second, and then Cassingham, who in this case is the tying run, could come in to score, and then all of a sudden it will be a brand new ball game. So Cassingham's at third, after the ground ball to first resulted in Vela being safe. Now it'll be Colby Raphael, who singled and then reached third on the E9, error by the right fielder, last inning. He'll step up to the plate, our right-hand hitter. Peering in is Baker. He comes set. Now deals. Around a bunt is Raphael. Ball in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Hugh. It's ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out. The South Bay Storm have their first baseman, Anderson, holding on Vela at first. They don't want him to steal. The infield playing in, the third baseman playing in, rather than the shortstop and second baseman pinching up the middle for the double play. Vela running around a bunt as a fail throw from the knee by the catcher. He's not going to throw down. Deeks the throw to keep Cassingham at third. It's now a 1-1 count. Two runners are in scoring position, and it's speed on the base pass. Now the go-ahead run is at second base. That's Vela. After he steals second, the catcher Hugh blocking the ball in the dirt would have had to throw from the knee. It likely would not have been in time. The infield now drawn in as a ground ball toward the shortstop. Pass the diving shortstop. Cassingham will score. Tie ball game. around third and into score is Valen. Into second base with a double is Colby Raphael. And suddenly the Colt 45s have a one-run lead. And just like that, it's flip-flopped. Now it's 5-4, the Colt 45s on top. As the lights come on at Tiger Field, the sun has started its descent. And the night has started to cool off, but the Colt 45s have just started to heat up. It's a brand new ball game now, with the Colt 45s having the one-run lead. That'll be McGuire Smith, the right fielder, stepping into the box, a left-hand hitter, with Kyle Norton on deck. McGuire Smith, his last time up, hit a two-run shot. We'll see what he does here. First pitch swing, grounds it toward the second baseman. Taking third on the play is Raphael, and out at first on the 4-3 putout is McGuire Smith, but it moves the runner over. And now it'll be Kyle Norton, the cleanup hitter, to the plate. Playing first base tonight, he's already made a couple of excellent plays in his two innings of defense. He'll step up to the plate, left-hand hitter. Infield returns to normal depth with the third baseman. Dylan White playing just about even with the bag at third. They have the overshift on, playing the lefty Norton to pull. As the first pitch with Raphael dancing off the bag at third, about 4 or 5 steps off the bag. Baker comes set, deals a fastball way outside for ball one. Hugh, the catcher, doing a great job of gliding to his left to receive that pitch and keep it from kicking back to the screen, which would have scored another run. Baker comes set. The 1-0 delivery from the righty out of the stretch with two outs. Fastball misses inside. It's going to kick all the way back to the screen, and Raphael will come in to score on the heads-up base running. Now it's 6-4. The Colt 45s on top. That's a 2-0 count on the lefty Kyle Norton. Infield returns to normal depth with no runners on. As the South Bay Storm now in a 2-run deficit, it's 6-4 after they took a 4-0 lead in the top of the first. Baker comes set, winds and deals the 2-0 pitch. It's going to miss. Catch the outside corner at the knees for strike one. 2 balls and 1 strike. Looked like it was going to be called low and outside, but a frame job by the catcher Hugh does an excellent job getting the home plate umpire to call it a strike. Now the 2-1 pitch misses low. 3 balls and 1 strike. Norton, his last time up, reached on an E3 and then stole second to take away the double play. He would later come around to score. Terry Baker gets a new baseball, climbs up the face of the mound. Now appears in to get a sign. Comes set. The 3-1 delivery with 2 outs and nobody on to Kyle Norton. So changeup misses high, and Norton works a walk. That is the second walk issued in the inning, and the second walk issued tonight by Terry Baker. Now it'll be Noah Betanco, who grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. Right-hand hitter, he'll step up to the plate. Does his signature check swing motion toward the pitcher. Now ready. So wide open stance on that right side. Norton not running. Almost draws a back pick from the catcher. As Betanco takes that one way outside. Let's make the count. 1 ball, no strikes. As he readies. Dancing off the bag still at first is Norton. And a swing and a miss from Betanco evens up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. And Baker will get a new baseball. Let's see. Now we'll peer in at his catcher. Betanco steps out of the box, regathers himself, now steps back in, taps the plate a couple times with his bat. The 1-1 delivery with 2 outs to the right hand hitting Betanco. Norton running on the play. Fastball outside, throw down to second is to the left field side, and not in time. Norton has himself another stolen base on the evening. Both times he's reached base tonight, he has stole second. It's a 2-1 count on Noah Betanco. So he steps out of the box again, takes a couple practice hacks. Now steps back in, taps the plate with his bat. The signature check swing motion toward the pitcher, Terry Baker, who now comes set. The 2-1 delivery with two outs. Hit in the air toward left and hooked way foul. Betanco hit that one a ton, but pulled it just a little too much. And now the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 gone here. Runner at second. That's Kyle Norton. He's in scoring position. 2 balls, 2 strikes in this bottom of the second. It's a 6-4 Colt 45 lead over the South Bay Storm as Baker, the righty, comes set, checks the runner back at second. That's Norton. Now delivers. And he's going to hit Betanco. So Betanco will get first base. Free pass issued after that ball squares, hits Betanco square in the shoulder. Now Brandon Zanny will step up to the plate. He reached on an infield single and his first at bat. He's the DH tonight. He spent some time playing third base this year. Wide open stance on the right side. First baseman Anderson not holding on Betanco at first as the first pitch misses high and away. For ball one to the righty, Zanny. The Colt 45s now have sent 7 batters to the plate, 2 innings in a row. They scored 19 runs last night. They already have 6 tonight. Baker comes set. Runners at first and second. Norton at second. Betanco at first. Checks him back. The 1-0 delivery to the righty, Zanny. Misses low and away. Ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. Zanny will adjust his helmet, step back in, wave the bat back and forth a couple of times. No batting gloves. 1 batting glove, rather, for the right-hand hitting Zanny. A wide-open stance. Norton dancing off the bag at second. Both him and Betanco, huge secondary leads. The 2-0 delivery. The changeup catches the outside corner just below the belt to move the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. Two balls, one strike on Zanny. Baker checks Norton back at second. Now deals. Swing and a miss from Zanny. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Had Zanny fooled on that. Looked like he was searching for a breaking ball. Got a changeup instead. Which Baker's changeup has probably 4 to 5 inches of vertical drop. Now the 2-2. Zanny is a swing and a miss. Zanny goes down swinging and the inning ends. But the Colt 45s tack on an additional 3 runs. And they have the lead now, 6-4. Sandwichery, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Sandwichery, a veteran-owned business at 1341 Tampa Street in downtown Reading. They feature delicious made-to-order sandwiches. Everything from the club sandwich, pastrami, corned beef, turkey, tuna, and more. Hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big picture style cookies. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 2. At 1341 to Amos Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, 530-246-2020. Again, give them a call, 530-246-2020.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastaCom911.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California, leading things off for these South Bay Storm. Will be Anthony Davidson, the left-hand hitter, in that two spot tonight. He singled his last time up in the top of the first, playing center field tonight. Anthony DeVittori, a wide open stance on that left side, as Aaron Wood winds and deals. Fastball catches the inner half just below the belt, called strike one. No balls and one strike to the left-hand hitting center fielders. The 0-1 delivery is grounded toward the first baseman, Kyle Norton, who picks the ground ball beautifully, playing it on the in-between hop, and will take it himself. So a ground out unassisted to the first baseman, Kyle Norton, will be out number one. Now Dayton Anderson, the first baseman, will step up to the plate. He had that two-run shot over the netting in left field his first time up. Even stance from the right side as Wood comes set, delivers a breaking ball, misses low. One ball and no strikes. Now Wood gets a sign, breaking ball, delivers bit high. That's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The righty Aaron Wood facing off against the righty David Torres. His next pitch is grounded toward the second baseman, Vela, gliding to his right toward the middle. Will field and throw to first in time. And Dayton Anderson, rather, is retired. The right hand hitting Dayton Anderson. DeVittori grounded out to the first baseman, Norton. And now the ground out by Anderson is out number two to bring up the right fielder, Joe Plaskett. A closed stance from the right side as Wood winds and deals. Fastball just missed his low. Caught the plate, but just a bit below the knee. One ball and no strikes. Aaron Wood now pitching with a two-run lead. The 1-0 delivery catches the outside corner at the belt. One ball and one strike. Another right-on-right matchup here is Wood kicks and deals the 1-1 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Aaron Wood looking to get his second punch out of the night. Now he gets a sign. The 1-2 delivery is hit in the air toward left. That's going to go almost at the wall. Cassingham's over to cut it off. He'll play it back where Calderon relays it back in. Staying at first is Plaskett with a long single. And almost a 1-2-3 inning for Wood. But now it'll be number two, Augustine Gomez, the DH tonight. A right-hand hitter. He'll step into the box. Take a couple practice swings. As dancing off the bag at first is Plaskett, being held on by Norton. It's about two or three steps off the bag at first. Out of the stretch is Wood. First pitch is a breaking ball. Misses just a bit high. One ball and no strikes. Wood peering in, bending at the belt. Now comes set, glove at the belt. Checks the runner back at first. That's Plaskett. Deals a fastball. Kicks past Alex Jones all the way back to the screen. And taking second base easily is Plaskett on the pass ball. Oh, now, don't want things to get too interesting here, but the tying run at the plate and a runner in scoring position would put the South Bay Storm within one. Now, with the 2-0 count on Gomez, the right-hand hitter, Wood checks the runner back at second. That's Plaskett. Now, the 2-0 delivery is grounded off the plate toward the first baseman, Norton. Over to field, over to cover is Wood, and in the foot race will receive the throw from Norton in time to retire the side. So, South Bay Storm threatened but do not score. They leave one. It's 6-4 after 2.5. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches, and more at a great price for 40 years. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine-in or takeout, call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Phillips, Reading, California. Alex Jones is working from that right side. A wide stance. He's in an 0-2 hole quickly, facing off against Terry Baker as Baker comes set. Second baseman shading up the middle. Second, the pitch to the righty. Alex Jones is waved at, and he is down on strikes on three pitches. That's strikeout number two for Terry Baker. Strikeout number three, my apologies. That's out number one as Joel Calderon will step up to the plate. Calderon in his first at-bat grounded out to the catcher after the bunt catcher fielded it, pounced on it, and then threw down to first in time as the first pitch to Calderon. He fouls this one off toward the first base side. The catcher, Aiden Hugh, did a great job of getting the ball quickly in front of him, then threw down to first to Jayden Anderson in time. The infield still shifted up the middle, shifting the righty Calderon to pull. So he watches a fastball catch the inner half, called strike two. No balls and two strikes. So after a rocky first and second innings from both starting pitchers, they've now settled in. In this third inning, the 0-2 delivery with one out. It's hit in the air toward right. Right fielder charging in. Will go into a dive and squeeze it. Four out number two. A great play from Joe Plaskett. Charging in on that sinking line drive from Calderon. That's out number two. It was to the left of his glove on his left hand. Had to go into sort of a half-hearted dive to squeeze it. Just reaching for it. That'll be the switch hitter batting left. Up to the plate, Mason Cassingham from Redding, California. He walked his first time up, but then was stranded at third. Came in to score, rather, at third. After reaching third, he takes a ball. Missed outside. A 1-0 count. So he waves the wood back and forth. Now coming set is Baker. The 1-0 delivery Catcher sets up away, and that's where the pitch is, low and away. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Now Baker gets a sign, comes set. 2-0 delivery to the left end hitting Cassingham. Hit in the air toward left. Left fielder playable. He'll get under it and squeeze it for out number three. So the Colt 45s go 1-2-3. After three, it's 6-4. The Colt 45s on top. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Featuring delicious made-to-order sandwiches, including the club sandwich, pastrami, corned beef, turkey, tuna, and more, including hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine-in, or takeout. Call 530-246-2020. Again, that's Sandwichery, 530-246-2020.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. Aaron Wood is back out there for this top of the fourth inning. Silva's a fastball, first pitch swinging. Butler fouls that one back to the screen for strike one. No balls and one strike on the right-hand hitting Andre Butler, playing shortstop tonight. He homered his last time up. He's responsible for those other two runs on the scoreboard for the South Bay Storm. In the 6-4 ball game, it's the top of the fourth. The 0-1 delivery from Wood is a fastball in the inner half called strike two. No balls, two strikes, nobody out, nobody on. In this top of the fourth, Aaron Wood, since that rocky first inning, has really settled in. Butler steps back in, taps the plate with his bat. Deep in the box, a slightly open stance. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball misses way upstairs. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. It's a breaking ball. Goes off the shoulder of Butler, and he'll be awarded first base. Now the leadoff man is aboard for the South Bay Storm. The Colt 45 infield will move to double play depth. It's Calderon and Vela, the shortstop and second baseman, pinching up the middle. As Kurt Beckham steps to the plate, right-hand hitter, even stance. Jones sets up low and away. The runner going, huge jump. The throw down to second from Alex Jones is not in time, and in safely with the stolen base is Andre Butler. He was about halfway to second base before Aaron Wood started his windup. And now, with the tying run at the plate, there's a runner in scoring position for the South Bay Storm. As Wood, bending forward, now comes set, glove at the belt, out of the stretch. The 0-1 delivery to the righty Beckham. Blocked by the catcher Jones, kicks away from him for a second, quickly recovers, and back to second base is Butler, not quite wanting to chance it. One ball and one strike on Kurt Beckham, the left fielder, right-hand hitter. As Wood gets a sign, comes set, checks the runner back at second. That's Butler. The 1-1 delivery to the right-hand hitting Beckham. Butler going down to third. The throw to, from Alex Jones to third. Not in time. Betanco making a sensational effort. The shortstop side, he was standing in foul territory, ready to receive the throw. Calderon backing up the play, but Betanco reaching far up and away from him toward the shortstop side of the bag, and then put the tag on Butler as he was falling down, not quite in time. Now the 1-2 pitch from Wood is grounded to third baseman Betanco. Charges, gloves, throws the first, coming him to score. After the two stolen bases is Butler, and now it's a 6-5 ball game after Kurt Beckham grounds out 5-3. It's a 6-5 ball game with one out. Nobody on now. After Butler came home to score, it's going to be Dylan White now, right-hand hitter. Tight stance as Wood winds and deals. Called strike one on the outer half. No balls and one strike. No balls, one strike, one out. Infield at normal depth. The 0-1 delivery from Wood. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Now Wood takes a big, deep breath. Gets a sign from Jones, the catcher, who sets up high. Now the 0-2 pitch is hit in the air toward left. Not playable. It will land in front of Castingham, who will now play it back and in to first base with a wide turn is White. He'll stay at first on the single, and we'll bring up Aiden Hugh, the catcher. Colby Raphael and Mason Castingham having a little bit of a conversation out there in left center. Hugh, his last time up, struck out swinging. Runner at first being held on by Kyle Norton. That's Dylan White. Wood winds and deals a fastball on the inner half at the knees for strike one. No balls, one strike, and one out. Wood comes set, checks the runner back at first, now deals. Fastball misses low. One ball and one strike to the right-hand hitting Aiden Hugh. He struck out swinging his first time up. There's only one gone. The double play is in order. Colt 45 is looking to twist it and get out of the inning. The 1-1 pitch is fouled back toward the netting off the post, holding up the netting, and it'll ricochet into shallow right field. A loud strike two, thunked off the pole. One ball, two strikes, and one gone. Vela and Calderon shading just a bit up the middle. Betanco three or four steps off the line at third. The 1-2 delivery from Wood. Breaking ball misses way high. Jones coming out of the crouch to receive it. Ends up dropping it. Bobbles it momentarily. Staying at first is White. Not wanting to run on that. Now it's two balls and two strikes to the right-hand hitting catcher Aiden Hugh. Wood now comes set. The 2-2 pitch with one out, runner going. Curveball misses high. The throw down to second is in time. The throw was to the left field side. And Calderon, reaching across his body, was able to put the tag on after reaching across his body to the left field side, then reached back over to the right field side to put the tag on the runner White. After that pitch was called a ball, it was high in the zone. Now it'll be a full count. But there's two gone. The infield returns to normal depth. It's a full count with two gone. Wood fires. A fastball is fouled off. And we'll do it again. Full count with two outs. Nobody on. It's 6-5. The Colt 45's up by one. Wood gets a sign. Now we'll step off. 0-8-3-4-2. Climbs back up the backside of the hill. Now winds and deals a payoff pitch with two outs. Is grounded toward the shortstop. Calderon charges. Throws off balance to first. In time for the out. A fantastic play from Joel Calderon. And the side is retired. It's 6-5. We're halfway through our ball game here at Tiger Field in Reading. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, aged sandwiches and more at a great price for 40 years. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Sandwichery, call 530-246-2020. Again, that's 530-246-2020.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's Dusty Vela, the leadoff man, is in his third AB of the evening. He waves at the first pitch he sees, and now Baker comes set and deals one straight back to the screen. Gives up the count of one ball and one strike as Vela steps back into the box, and Baker gets a new baseball. He peers in at his catcher, Aiden Hugh, now comes set. The 1-1 delivery with nobody out in this bottom of the fourth. Misses inside. Two balls and one strike on Dusty Vela, tonight's second baseman for the Colt 45s. As the sun has pretty much set here, turning the clouds around us a blue-pink huey color. The 2-1 delivery to the lefty Vela misses wide, three balls and one strike. Three balls, one strike, nobody out. The Colt 45s have a one-run lead after South Bay Storm put one up in the top half of the fourth. Now we're in the bottom half as the 3-1 delivery from the righty Baker misses wide. Ball four. Vela works a walk, and the leadoff man is aboard via the free pass. Now it'll be Colby Rafael, who has singled and then reached third after the right fielder bobbled it and then doubled. He'll step up to the plate. He's got two RBIs on the night. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance, out of the stretch. Baker comes set, now deals Vela, not running. This one's hit in the air toward left, should be playable. The left fielder will get underneath it and squeeze it, a can of corn for out number one. First pitch swinging. Rafael, who flies out to the left fielder, Kurt Beckham. Vela holds at first. And this 6-5 ball game. As Terry Baker will now face off against for the third time. Right fielder McGuire Smith, who is homered and grounded out tonight. Left-hand hitter waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Vela planting his foot with his lead at first, being held on by the first baseman Anderson, not going on the play. Almost draws a back pick, but he is chased back in time. Smith takes that pitch for a call to strike one on the inner half. The first baseman Dayton Anderson holding on Vela at first. Now diving back on the pickoff attempt is Vela. He's back in plenty of time. No balls and one strike still. The infield playing a bit up the middle with the shortstop and third baseman shifted a few steps toward second. As Baker comes set now, the 0-1 delivery is hit on a line shot up the middle and through for a base hit into center field. Vela will hold at second as the center fielder David Torrey plays it back quickly. Now there's runners at first and second for the cleanup man, Kyle Norton. 6-5. The Colt 45 is looking for a little bit more insurance here against this South Bay Storm ball club. Now Kyle Norton will step up to the plate. Left-hand hitter, even stance. The infield playing behind the runners, not holding on Norton at first. Smith at first, rather, or Vela at second. First pitch from Baker. Catches the plate at the knees. A call is strike one. Norton has reached on an error, stolen second, and then walked and stole second. Tonight, Baker checks the runners back. Now the 0-1 delivery. Misses away. One ball and one strike. Norton readies from that left side. Runners take their leads. Vela at second and Smith at first. The 1-1 delivery with one out. It's outside waved at by Norton. Couldn't quite get a piece of it. One ball and two strikes. He knew he had to commit on that swing. His timing was thrown off. Couldn't quite get the barrel on it. Wasn't able to poke it anywhere over the infield. One ball, two strikes with one out. The South Bay Storm looking to turn a double play and get out of the jam. The 1-2 pitch with one out is grounded toward the second baseman. Dodging it is Smith, the runner. He'll be safe at second as the second baseman decides to go to first on the play. Daniel Major making the smart play to throw to first and get the easy out. But the runners move up to second and third. Now there's two runners in scoring position for Noah Betanco out of Chula Vista, California. Right-hand hitter. Betanco playing third base tonight has grounded out and been hit by a pitch tonight. He'll do a little landscaping from that right side. Now taps the plate with his bat. Does the signature check swing with a wide open stance as Baker comes set, winds and deals. So fastball catches the inside corner at the knees. A called strike one. Betanco has 10 RBIs on the year. Splitting the catching duties with Alex Jones, Carter Jorison, and Juan Carlos Camarena as the 0-1 delivery. Misses just a bit high to even up the count at one ball and one strike. And then also splitting time at third with Brandon Zanny, Joel Calderon, and Sutter Moss. So Betanco's bat has been fairly hot, so they've tried to keep him in the lineup wherever they could. He's also DH'd a little bit. The 1-1 delivery from the righty Baker is a line shot foul wide of the bag at third. Moves the count to one ball and two strikes as Betanco will step out of the box and wave the bat around a little bit. Stay loose, take a couple practice swings as Baker gets a new baseball. Betanco hit a home run a couple of weeks ago that went over the netting out there and left. It was an absolute moonshot. The pitch before he hit that home run, he hooked it just a bit foul. So he's got some power. It's the 1-2 delivery from Baker is off the foot of Betanco. Count remains one ball and two strikes. That is Betanco's one home run on the year. A home run here would blow the game wide open. It's only a one-run ball game. The South Bay Storm still within reach, but The Colt 45 is looking to tack on some insurance. Betanco waves the bat back and forth. Now readies as Baker comes set. The 1-2 delivery with two outs and the runners on second and third is foul tipped back to the screen. And we'll do it again. One ball, two strikes. Betanco battling here. Looking for a good pitch to hit. Fouling off any pitch out of the zone. Anything close, you don't want to go down looking. But the Colt 45 is threatening, trying to get more insurance on the board. So Baker gets a sign, now comes set. Out of stretch, the 1-2 delivery is foul tipped again off the foot of Betanco. Just got a piece of it. One ball and two strikes. Runners on second and third. That's Vela at third and Smith at second. Infield playing back with two outs here. Betanco a little bit shaken up after he fouled that one off his foot. He does have the shin guard on, but it might have missed where that is off the toe. He went for a little walk and then now comes back to the plate. Steps back into the box. A wide open stance again. The catcher sets up high as the pitch from Baker is hit in the air towards center. Center fielder giving chase. It's going to land beyond his reach. It goes all the way to the wall. Coming in to score is Vela. Around third to score is Smith. And that ball looks like it went off the top of the wall. Betanco thought he had a home run. Turns out he had a double and it went off the top of the wall. And he was trotting around the bases. Then hit second. And the throw came in. So he shuffled back to second base. He hit that one to the deepest part of the ballpark, just to the left of the 370 mark. And it's a long double for Noah Betanco, but it scores two. A little bit of confusion there. I also was not sure if it went over the wall or not, but it did not, and it was played back by the center fielder, David Torrey, who threw it in. Betanco almost got caught sleeping. It'll now be Brandon Zanni to the plate. He's got a runner in scoring position. It's 8-5. The Colt 45's on top. But the right hand hitting Brandon Zanni as Baker winds and deals and will throw behind the runner Zanni and take third on the play is Betanco after it kicks away from the catcher. So a wild turn of events here at Tiger Field. After the near home run from Betanco scores two. It's 8-5. And the pitch from the righty Baker went behind Zanni. Now Baker comes set and delivers the 1-0 pitch with Betanco at third now. Catches the outer half of the zone in at the belt, called strike one. It's now one ball and one strike on the right hand hitting Brandon Zanni. Who waves the wood back and forth a couple of times. See, ready. Zanni has singled and struck out tonight. Pitch misses wide of the plate. Catcher just able to keep him from going all the way back to the screen. Quickly pounces on it. And Betanco will hold at third. Not quite wanting to risk it on the play. Two balls and one strike. Aiden Hugh, the catcher, glided to his right. Unable to pick it cleanly, but kept it from bouncing too far away from him. Two balls and one strike to the right-hand hitting Zanni. Terry Baker, the righty, winds and deals. Another pitch misses way inside for ball three. Three balls and one strike. The catcher, Aiden Hugh, will walk out and calm down his pitcher a little bit. Things have started to come a little bit unraveled here for South Bay Storm. Looking to escape the inning with minimal damage. There's two gone. Runner at third, that's Betanco. He doubled home two and then took third on a pass ball. Three balls and one strike with two outs to the right-hand inning Zanni. The 3-1 delivery. Misses low and in. Ball four. Zanni works a walk. And the inning is extended for Alex Jones, who has struck out twice tonight. Once looking, once swinging. He'll look to get his first hit of the evening. As he saunters up the plate and gets a sign from his third base coach, the center fielder, David Torrey, shaded a couple of steps toward left center. just to the left of the 406 sign, Alex Jones out of MJC, Modesto Junior College. A pickoff tip to first, not in time. Zanny diving back head first. Alex Jones is one of a couple of players out of MJC from down in the valley of Central California. Right-hand hitter, open stance. Zanny taking his lead from first. Betanco from third with two outs. The first pitch to the righty, Jones. Misses low and away. One ball and no strikes. Jones gets a sign from the third base coach. With the runners at the corners, Terry Baker peering down at his catcher. Now gets a sign, comes set out of the stretch. The 1-0 delivery, Zanny running on the play. The throw down to second. Caught in a pickle is Zanny, but coming up to score is Betanco, and Zanny will be tagged out, diving back to first in time. Jones will hit some balls and strikes in the bottom of the fifth, but the run comes in to score. It's 9-5. Out at second on the count, stealing is Zanny. But Zanny does his job of drawing the throw down. It's going to be Reese Fairweather on in relief. And the top of the fifth, when we come back, tonight's game is sponsored by Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading, featuring delicious made-to-order sandwiches, including the club sandwich, pastrami, corned beef, turkey, and more, including hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. They're open Monday, Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary all of July. Dine in, take out, sandwich. Call 530-246-2020. Again, that's 530-246-2020.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. On in relief of tonight's starting pitcher, Aaron Wood is going to be the tall left-hander, the kid from down under. Out of Australia, it's the 6'4 southpaw, the left-hand pitcher, Reese Fairweather from Feather River Junior College. It's the top of the fifth. The Colt 45s have a 9-5 lead. Here at Tiger Field, as the lights have taken full effect, I'm Jacob Green with KCNR Chester Reading. It's great to have you with us for tonight's Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. It's going to be the leadoff man, Daniel Major, up to the plate, facing off against the lefty Fairweather, who winds and deals his first pitch of the ball game. Is a fastball in the outer half, a called strike one. Fairweather with that funky left-handed delivery. Almost Randy Johnson-esque in his windup. A lot of arms and legs coming at you from the batter's box as he delivers a fastball. Catches the outer half of the zone. Called strike two. It's called a ball, rather. One ball and one strike. Looked like the umpire called it a strike, but now the count even at one ball and one strike. Fairweather. Glove tucked by his right leg now, winds and deals. 1-2 pitch, misses high. Count moves to two balls and one strike. To the right-hand hitting second baseman, Daniel Major. Now the 2-1 pitch, misses low. Ball three balls and one strike. for Aaron Wood. We will get you his final line momentarily after this batter. Now the count. 3-1 with nobody gone. Swing and a miss. Evens up the count. Fills the count at 3-2. As Fairweather looking to retire his first batter he's facing tonight. Colby Raphael out there in center, shaded a bit towards right center. As Fairweather winds and deals. This is popped up foul. Norton giving chase back by the first base dugout. Will not get to it in time. It's out of play. And we'll do it again. 3-2, nobody out. It's 9-5. The Colt 45s on top with the 4-run lead on a scorcher here at Tiger Field. The payoff delivery is hit on a line shot toward right field, right at McGuire Smith, who moves in a couple of steps and will squeeze it for out number one. So Fairweather wins the battle. And Daniel Major lines out to the right fielder, McGuire Smith. Jones will trot out to the mound and have a word with his pitcher, Fairweather, on in relief of Aaron Wood, who went 4, gave up 5 hits, and allowed 5 runs, gave up 2 home runs, struck out 1, walked 1, and did not walk any. He hit a batter, rather, did not walk a batter. So a different form of a free pass is the left-hand hitting Anthony Davitori steps up to the plate. He singled and grounded out tonight. Fairweather deals a fastball inside for 1. 1-0. Fairweather shakes off Jones. Now shakes him off again. Now we'll wind and deal the 1-0 pitch. So breaking ball misses just a bit high for 2. 2-0. Fairweather, when appears to get his sign as the glove tucked at his right leg and then the ball dangling to his left. Now he winds and deals a fastball right at the knees, a called 1. 2-1. Before going into his windup, he extends his hands in front of him, the glove tucked up by his chin before winding up and dealing. As he now does the 2-1 delivery, breaking ball, swing and a miss. So now the count evens up at 2-2 on Davitori, the center fielder. 2-2, nobody on the infield playing back on the left-hand hitting center fielder. The 2-2 delivery is fouled back toward the crowd. And Davitori stays alive with the count still at 2-2. He waves the bat back and forth a couple of times. Fairweather peering in at Jones. Now winds and delivers the 2-2 pitch. Fastball grounded up the middle, diving, called Aaron, can't get it, it's into center field for a base hit. So Davitori wins the battle there. So he hit that one right up the middle past the mound into center field where Raphael played it back. Now it'll be the right hand hitting Dayton Anderson to the plate. Right-hander waves the bat back and forth a couple of times as Davitori takes his lead at first, being held on by Kyle Norton. He's a couple steps off the bag. Fairweather out of the stretch. Delivers a fastball on the inside corner called 1. 0-1. Fairweather peering in. Glove tucked up by his front leg. Ball dangling behind him. Gets his sign. Now comes set from the middle part of the rubber. Checks the runner back at first. Now delivers a fastball just off the plate. 1-1. Fairweather checks running back at first. Winds and deals a fastball swing and a miss for 2. One 2 count with 1 out in this 9-5 ball game in the top of the 5th. Fairweather comes set. Fairweather winds and deals. Fastball misses high and wide. 2-2 to the right hand hitting. Dayton Anderson playing first base tonight for the South Bay Storm. Davitori at first being held on by Norton. Fairweather comes set. The 2-2 delivery with the Colt 45 pinching up the middle. Looking toward a double play. A ground ball to Calder in the shortstop. Flips to second for one. The relay to first. In. Not in time. Looked like he was in time, but the umpire calls him safe. And safe at first on the fielder's choice is Dayton Anderson. But erased at second is David Torrey. And Anderson, safe at first on the 6-4 put out. Fielder's choice. Still pitching out of the stretch now with two outs. Is Fairweather, the lefty who came on in relief of the right-hand throwing Aaron Wood, tonight's starting pitcher, who went four. It's the right-hand hitting Joe Plaskett to the plate, who has grounded out and singled as Fairweather winds and deals a swing and a miss from Plaskett is strike one. Fairweather peering in, gets a sign, now comes set. Runner at first, that's Anderson. Two or three steps off the bag, Fairweather winds and deals. Fastball on the outer half at the knees, called strike two. No balls and two strikes, Fairweather looking to get out of the inning in this 9-5 ball game. The 0-2 delivery from Fairweather. Fastball swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. That's out number three. The side is retired. South Bay Storm. Strand one and score none. We're at the home half of the fifth. It's 9-5. The Colt 45 is on top. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 to Amos Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh made-to-order sandwiches and more at a great price for 40 years. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 to Amos Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Again, that's sandwichery. Call 530-246-2020, 530-246-2020.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tigerfield in Reading, California. Alex Jones leading things off here with a fresh count after Zanny was caught in a pickle to end things in the home half of the fourth, but Betanko was able to score on the play, which was exactly how Bob Anderson drew it up. And Jones takes the first pitch, called ball. One ball and no strikes as the righty Terry Baker still working in this home half of the fifth for the Colt 45s. Now Jones takes the next pitch on the outer half at the knees to call it strike one. One ball and one strike. There's some activity up in the bullpen for the South Bay Storm as Wood winds and deals the 1-1 pitch that will nick the back leg of Jones, and he'll be awarded first base and will get a courtesy runner. Sutter Moss will go out there so Alex Jones can head back into the dugout and put on the catcher's gear. Out in the bullpen for the South Bay Storm is the right-hand throwing Nico Vega. That'll be Joel Calderon up to the plate. Right-hand hitter, wide-open stance. Moss taking a huge lead at first. Check swing foul tip by Calderon. Goes back to the screen. No balls and one strike now. On the right-hand hitter in Calderon. Calderon has grounded out and lined out. Moss, two or three steps off the bag, being held on by Anderson at first. The 0-1 delivery is fouled back to the screen again. No balls and two strikes. Calderon looks up the third baseline, gets a sign.